Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time, where we are memorizing God's Word 7 days a week. This week we are memorizing powerful verses about our walk. Today we are memorizing Ephesians 5, verse number 1 in the King James Version. Ephesians 5, 1 says, be therefore followers of God as dear children. Say that with me, Ephesians 5, 1. Ephesians 5, 1. Again, Ephesians 5, 1. One more time, Ephesians 5, 1. Now let's conquer this whole verse at one time. You ready? Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Say that with me. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Again, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Now let's put the verse and everything together. You ready? Ephesians 5:1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Ephesians 5:1. Again, Ephesians 5:1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Ephesians 5:1. Again, Ephesians 5:1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Ephesians 5:1. Again, Ephesians 5:1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Ephesians 5:1. One more time, everybody out there, say it with me. Ephesians 5:1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Ephesians 5:1.
Thank you for joining Pastors James and his wife Letha on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.